ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the case of the MV Solomon Trader that's leaked around 100 tonnes of oil after it was grounded more than a month ago and is threatening a World Heritage site in Solomon Islands has prompted some experts to sound the alarm on another underwater environmental challenge that exists right across the Pacific. They're warning that thousands of historical World War II shipwrecks could be seen as ticking time bombs that need urgent attention. Around 3,800 World War II ships were sunk during the war in waters across Asia and the Pacific, and studies have shown that they're now coming to the end of their lifespans with their metal walls now corroding. It's unknown exactly what chemicals, including oil, remain on board them and how much, but experts warn that unless action is taken, the Pacific could have many more catastrophic disasters on its hands. Dr. Bill Jeffrey is from the University of Guam. He studies shipwrecks, particularly those in Chuuk in the Federated States of Micronesia. I spoke with him earlier.
They're spread across Asia Pacific, so they range from Japan, Korea, down into the Philippines, where there's quite a lot, Indonesia, and across into the Pacific, Guam, where I am, and Chuuk, and Guadalcanal, and the Solomons down a bit. So the majority are up in the sort of northwestern Pacific area.
You mentioned that around 330 of them are believed to be oil tankers. So is there a significant risk of them now leaking? I mean, they've been sitting there for 70-odd years. Are there any more reasons for there to be concerns now than there were originally when they sunk?
Yes. What we've found from the work in Chuuk, where we've been working, is that they're starting to collapse now. We've done some corrosion measurements since 2002. And in the last few years, they're starting to collapse. And the corrosion studies sort of predicted this. So it's if they're doing that in Chuuk, they're probably doing it in other parts of the Asia Pacific too. And if there's, you know, significant amounts of oil on some of them and they're collapsing, it's maybe that they'll rupture their tanks and oil will start leaking out. It's potential for, you know, this, you know, we don't really know how much oil is left in them. There could be significant amounts of oil. They could have been taken out, you know, when they were, before they were sunk. There needs to be some research, but there's quite high potential that, you know, some of them contain significant amounts of oil.
And of course, any amount of oil is considered to be a huge threat to the marine environment, particularly obviously in the parts of the Pacific. So, I mean, are you worried, as you say, still need more research, but the implications of these, as you say, they're starting to collapse and deteriorate, that we could see huge amounts of oil spill out into marine life?
Yes, well, any sort of oil, any amount of oil is bad for the fragile, you know, marine life. And what local people in the islands and Oceania, Asia Pacific, broader region really rely on is their marine life.
Is it too much to say that it could be quite catastrophic implications?
Well, if it's a huge amount, yes, it could be catastrophic. Even a small amount could be very harmful.
And so what is actually being done? As you say, there are thousands of these spotted right across the Asia-Pacific region. Who's responsible for these ships? Is it those whose they originally belonged to? I understand the Japanese, because it is often these are ships that were belonged to the Japanese in the US. The Japanese does actually, at the moment, have some operations in place trying to do cleanups there in Chuuk.
That's right. The Japanese Mine Action Service are actually in Chuuk right at the moment. They've been there for a year and a half. I think there's the Japanese government have put in $3 million US into doing this. So they have a team there helping to sort of clean up the oil and then doing a number of different techniques in that. But it can't be, you know, in that case, the Chuukis or the FSM national government, couldn't be the Solomons government really to do it. In terms of World War II, they weren't the Japanese or the Americans. It should be put back onto them. And the Japanese are taking some responsibility. And the Americans are doing the same sort of thing. It's a big question. It's a big issue. You know, what do they do? Do they go around and look at all these 3,500 and do it on a case-by-case basis of cleaning it up as they find, or do they wait for a major spill and then do it?
So is it a case of kind of out of sight, out of mind at the moment from Japan and the US? As you say, some work has been done, but it's rather ad hoc and only ones that perhaps where we've received some sort of pressure.
Things have happened, but they've happened in an ad hoc way, and maybe a more proactive approach is needed.
Well, indeed, because as you and others have said, time really is ticking. The studies of the corrosion have shown that really it's this kind of time frame. I've seen estimates of around 2020 to about 2025 where the expectation is that they will start to really collapse. So there really isn't much time.
Yes, that's right. The prediction was from the ones in Chuuk that they start collapse about now, and we can see it. They are collapsing about now. So if they're doing it, the others will be doing it, and they could have significant amounts of oil